Tommy's Tavern.
Down boundary side, he's got, I think, our player of the game first off to start off with the $100 Leopold Sporties voucher. I can see who it is, Buzz, but I'll let you announce who our player of the match is.
Yeah, and you wouldn't believe it. Trevor Robbo's just taking a selfie with the player of the day, just alongside him, a good man, Harry Benson. You're the winner of a $100 Leopold Sportsman's Club voucher, mate. So I don't know if you have a missus or a partner, but feel free to take him down if you wish, or the family, mum and dad, whoever. So congratulations. Wes, they brought plenty of heat this afternoon, didn't they, and made you work for that win.
Yeah, they did. They're a quality side, West. A lot of people see the West of old, but last couple of years have been really pushing forward. And, yeah, they brought it to us early and sustained all day, a quality side.
What did you feel like you needed to do at three-quarter time? West probably had the better of proceedings for large portions of the second half, but at three-quarter time, what was the message from the man alongside you?
Oh, it was just going to be a grind all day, and we just needed to back ourselves in, back our fitness in, and grind out the last 20 minutes. We didn't really have any structural changes, but we just knew it was going to be hard work, and we just kind of pushed forward with it.
Harry, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Jason Doherty and Matt Kershaw in the K-Rock box. We've seen you guys a couple of times this year, and you played some great footy in 2019, but it looks like you've taken your game to another level, and maybe potentially too with the absence of a couple of players in the midfield through the first half of the season, you've had to take on some more responsibility. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. I know, as you get older, you gain more knowledge about the game. I'm 22 now, so I'm starting to really kind of roll into my prime, hopefully. Especially with, Jared Garner out of the midfield really helps me, because me and him used to go for go, but now it's kind of, he's out, so, I got to step up a bit. I'm not sure, I'm just kind of playing week by week and trying to grow as the year goes on.
How are you enjoying, too, being in that midfield when you've got Knott and Conway getting their hands most of the time first on the ball and being able to give you some good service? And even Lockie Peck late in the game went in and got his hands on the footy in the midfield.
Yeah, Peck might be the next in, I reckon. Move Sticks down forward, Peck down ruck. Sticks have not even been great all year when we get Sticks, but it's just good communicating with them and working forward with them, yeah.
Harry, can I just ask you, I don't know what's going on at the club, but there's some reptiles running around with some bad hairstyles at the moment. We saw Paddy Dowling come back today. We saw you get your headband ripped off. There's a few other blokes. What's going on around the club? I saw Ben Maloney with some sort of...
Have you told Ben Maloney he's in his 30s now?
What's Ben Maloney doing? Like, what's going on at the club?
Like,
what is this?
I like the Ben Maloney change. He looks scary out there now.
Well, he was scary enough. He doesn't need a haircut like that either. Yeah. What is going on at the club? What's happening here?
We're getting the retro fashion going down here, I reckon.
What can't you all have a Robbo haircut?
I reckon
that's the way to do it.
By finals time, if we're there, I reckon there'll be another 10 miles in there.
Well done. Good work today.
Thank you.
Kirsch?
No.
I just wanted to take it out of me.
Jace took it off me.
Harry, it looks like, based on results today, Colac and Grovedale, I'm not sure whether you've heard, that game's been delayed a bit. There was an injury early in the match that required a bit of a stoppage. But as a result, it looks like Colac are going to beat Grovedale. So right now, you two have cleared out a little bit. And I suppose now you can really focus on trying to get that double chance. And if you get that opportunity to potentially snatch top spot and start your finals campaign, hopefully from a second semi-final.
Yeah, well, we'll reset here with the bye and we'll move forward. I'm not sure when we've got Colac, in another month or so, but they're obviously a quality side and they're going to be right up one of the best teams again, and we'll kind of prepare ourselves for them and move forward.
Absolutely. Harry, well done. Enjoy the $100 voucher. Thanks to the Leopold Sporties Club. It's a great feed and a couple of quiet ones down there you might be able to enjoy during the bye break. Enjoyed your game today. Well done.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Harry Benson joining us there from the St Mary's room. Miami's Tavern.